statement, then we'll take some questions.
Well, first of all, appreciate everyone being here. Before I say anything, I'd like to say, you know, we lost a friend of our program, and I lost a personal friend yesterday. Tommy Davidson, alum, team chiropractor, passed away yesterday, and he was just a great, great, great friend and a great person. And I know my heart is heavy thinking of his wife, Nina, and his three kids, and you know, just in spite of all that joy that was out there, you know, I want to make sure I give thanks for his life first. And I know he was he would have been happy in celebrating with those guys. He loved those guys. He loved Jermichael and Jay Will and all those guys. And so, you know, our hearts are with him. I want to make sure I give a lot of credit to Texas Tech. Matt Wells had that team ready to go. They battled and fought, and we had our hands full today versus a very good team, a team that beat Oklahoma State. We had a lot of major injuries tonight. I'm not sure where they all are. A lot of guys went down, and tonight was a story of guys having to step up. Certainly not the way we wanted to look in the first half. I took full responsibility for that at halftime. I might have been might have had the wrong approach because we had our best week of practice. So we might have had a wrong approach going into the game with the players and what we expected. But I thought you saw the resolve and the grit and the toughness from our team to take it 99 yards with or whatever it was. You know, go down there and have a chance to score. Take it 96 yards, whatever it was, with a minute 20 left. Guys like Tristan Ebner, who's been banged up and hasn't been able to play, stepped in, made plays. The defense letting them score, then having to go right back out there and get the stop. Just really, really proud of those guys. And so it was truly a shootout in every sense of the word, and proud that we won it.
Matt, Charlie has made so many of those drives to end games. You just have like the utmost confidence in him to pull the team through.
I'm sorry, but I'm a little dehydrated after that game. Yeah, I have a lot of confidence in Charlie. Even after today's first interception he's thrown all year, you know, and but I have a lot of confidence in him. And you know, sometimes when you have to go score and you know you're behind, it's kind of freeing, you know, like there's nothing to lose. And so he throws that ball to Denzel, and you know Denzel, they held Denzel to, I think he had one catch, and that was a big catch down to the 1 yard line. But they came out, and they, you know, credit to Coach Patterson. They completely changed their defense. They're a 3-4 defense. They came out in 4-3, and it took us a little while to get adjusted to some things. But in the end, Charlie made the plays he had to make. He scrambled, he ran, and Jermichael made the play he had to make at the end of the game, and found a way to get it done.
Did you see you approach practice? You didn't like how you went about practice?
That's not what. No, I said we had our best week of practice. Oh. I said I didn't like. I think maybe my approach with the guys, maybe I went in here. You know, at the end of the day, we looked good on defense in the first half, but we looked tight and so anytime we look like that, at the end of the day, what's my responsibility? You know, I'm not a guru. I'm not an offensive or defensive guru. So I take pride in the way we play. And so when we're not playing the way we're capable of playing, I went in halftime. I said, let's get back to the basics, boys. Like, everybody go out there and play hard and do your job. And then it started, boom, with Fleeks with the kickoff return, right? And so I thought we were rolling from there. And you know, in the end, I think the first half really kind of weighed on us. Guys had to played a lot of football in the first half on defense. And then all of a sudden Graylin goes down and Clay goes down and Bravion's cramping. So I think first half really kind of wore on us at the end of the game. So we have to be better. But for one day, we found a way.
Not only won the game, but you now become bowl eligible. What does that mean with a lot of season left to be bowl eligible right now?
I'll tell you the truth. First of all, it's a great thing. It's an honor to be bowl eligible. I think the furor of that game for it to go like that. I at the end of the game, I was just thinking about this game and just proud of our guys and proud of the guys stepping up. But, one of our first goals every season is to be bowl champions. And it's a tremendous honor anytime someone invites us to come play in their bowl game. And so to be bowl eligible at this point in the season, I'll talk about it now since we did it. We've achieved half of that goal. You know, we want to be bowl champions. We go to bowl games planning to win. It is an accomplishment. It is an honor, and we're proud of that.
Man, is this the epitome of find a way kind of win? Like you said, it was not always pretty.
Yeah, I just think it was. We're just one of those teams right now. Like, we're not steamrolling you. We find a way to make enough plays to kind of win so far. I don't think we're playing poorly. I think we're playing well. I think we're playing good teams and, you know, that find a way to do it. And But so I think this was a deal where, you know, we kind of got behind. They were a high motor offense. I mean, they had 600 yards of offense last week against a good Oklahoma State team, a 21-ranked Oklahoma State team. So they found themselves. Like I said that going in the game. I said, hey, they've clicked. They found themselves. And, you know, we just didn't do enough early to kind of flip the game. And they made enough plays. And then we had a lot of bad, really bad penalties today that really hurt us. Some penalties that were, at the wrong times for us. So we have to continue to correct all those things. So I look at it like we're a work in progress. You know, as George DeLeon said one time at the O-line, we're like I had 35 right now. Like, you can still get there, and we're getting there. We're trying to get better as we go. And again, I think the injuries were a real thing today. You know, I think we had to really, really kind of have guys step up. But at the end of the day, I'm proud of that. You know, that was a total comprehensive everyone. You know, we made the plays on special teams. We made the field goal kicks. You know, we had a big hit on kickoff. We had a big long kickoff return. So we did all the things on special teams, the hidden things that allowed us to play well.
Coach, you challenged the fans on Monday to come out in full force. What did you think about McLean today?
I thought they were awesome. I thought at the end, like, I thought they were awesome. And, you know, here's all I'll say. I had a decision to make. Sorry for my demeanor right now. I'm like, literally, like, that was fun. Like, I'm just like at another place right now. Like I'm still kind of like, even on the field, I was like just like really into the game. And I made the decision. I had to make a decision to either play into the scoreboard where the speakers are, or play into the band and the bowl. And I played into the band in the bowl to start the first overtime, which means I trusted the fans. Like, the fans were loud, they were there, we had just scored there. So I thought the fans were awesome. And I thought that the jump around at the end, I always wanted to give credit where credit's due. I know that's a Wisconsin thing, but that was awesome too. So that was pretty cool. Our team was praying while the students were and the fans were jumping around, and then they got up and they jumped around. I thought it was a great, great, great crowd. And, you know, that's what it should be. You know, I mean, that was it was entertaining, I'm assuming, right? I mean, was it good? I mean, it was a lot of theater right there and a lot of drama. And so it was too good. And I'll say this. I said to Matt at the end of the game, I said, I hate this for you that you guys lost this game because they played so hard. And he said to me, he said, you know what? It's just two teams out there spilling their guts. And that's what that was. It was two teams out there spilling their guts. And, you know, we were able to come away with the win. But I thought the crowd was a huge part of that.
Matt, you mentioned Ebner. I mean, I don't even know that he played. But to have him in there for that last drive, and I think he had – catches for 47.
Yeah, he's only in there for two plays. I mean, he's dealing with some things right now, and really weren't even going to have him play. And he said, Coach, I can do it. So he went in there and he made those two plays. And so great job by Nick sending those guys. They saw that they were in two-man, and they ran the tailback down the middle on him. And Ebner went out there and did it, made the play that we needed. And so, you know, we're a team that has a lot of guys contribute. It doesn't go through just one guy. A lot of guys make, you know, their one or two plays to help us win. So Denzel made his, Platt made his, Taekwon made that great diving catch down the middle of the field. So we'll just keep working on trying to put more of those plays together and be way more efficient. And on defense, we took the ball away a bunch, had some sacks, just a little bit better that we can do maybe on third down.
After Charlie took the sack on your final possession regulation, you guys called timeout. So given that you had to go further than where you originally started, what was kind of the thought process of how do we try to negotiate to try and get it back and then that sort of thing?
In terms of why I took the timeout or just?
Just that and then how you guys had to change.
Yeah, I mean, the clock was running. It's a good question. The clock was running and the guys were down the field. So we had three timeouts. So I thought we did a good job in the second half. If we didn't use any timeouts on silly things, we saved them for the end of the game so that we would have three. You know, he had the ball on the 1 yard line. So by the time they spot it, the O-line gets set. He gets set. You certainly can't spike it, you know, on the 1 foot line. The receivers run back. So called the timeout. And again, you know, credit to Coach Patterson. They had started playing what we call two deep safeties, that man underneath. And, they were going to take away Denzel and Taekwon, you know, some way. And so we put Ebner in and had him run the linebacker, flip the field. And we only needed a field goal, you know. And so then we did the same play again three or four plays later. And Ebner made that great catch. Got all the way down. I thought we were going to win in overtime. I thought we had a chance to maybe catch that. And, 3 seconds left. Those are decisions I get, you know, I have to make. And I have Hasty sitting there screaming at me to go for it and end the game right there. I've got guys, everyone has suggestions in those moments, right? Everyone's saying, like, hey, what about the fake field goal? What about this? And I almost ran the fake field goal. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to trust our team. We're going to kick the field goal, let them play overtime and keep playing. So I thought it was a courageous, courageous, courageous drive. You know, I mean, I think we had two backed-up drives this game. So, I mean, we had to make. So, in the end, Charlie and those guys made those plays, and the O-line protected him when they needed to.
On a scale of 1 to 10 on that kick to send it overtime, what was it think about? going for it and trying to win their regulation.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that had a lot of guys saying for me to do that. I just at the end of the day, like when you get to those things, I always think about, like, you know, trust. I just trust the football. And the football says to kick it at home and, you know, go play. And, you know, I told our guys, I said, hey, they're probably going to score and go for two. I thought they were going to go for two at the end of that first overtime. So I kept preparing for that. So I just said, you know what? It's on the 2-yard line. We have a play we really love on the left hash. Had it been on the right hash, you know, 6 seconds. I went with, you know, 7 seconds left. I did it again. I mean, there was a chance that, you know, Charlie holds that ball. Maybe it's incomplete. So we were kind of playing it close to the wire. So with 3 seconds left, I said, let's kick it and see what happens.
Man, any update on Klein?
Nothing. Yeah, nothing yet. Yeah, nothing yet.
Speaking of Hasty, how special was it seeing that couple of those plays there at the end?
Yeah, it was a dynamic catch by him. And, you know, when they went to that kind of that big change in the fourth quarter, you know, we needed the backs to get open on the linebackers, and it was a great play. And then, you know, he finished it, which was awesome.
How long will it take for you to get over, like, a game like this? I mean, you're obviously adrenaline going high. Do you pass out tonight at some point, or is this like you can't go to sleep?
I'll probably, the honest truth, I'll probably wake up at like 4 and wonder, was that real? You know, was the game today? You know, like, that's usually happens. The good ones and the bad ones. Sometimes I wake up early, but I'll wake up tomorrow. And then, you know, but I mean, I was already talking about the next game in the locker room with our guys. You know, I want our guys to go out and, you know, have fun tonight and celebrate and be amongst the students and be college students and all those things. But I want them to wake up tomorrow and understanding that we have a big one next week. We have to go to a tough place to play with a team that's coming off a bye week on their homecoming. There's not a lot of teams better on homecoming or coming off a bye than Oklahoma State.
How good was Denzel's catch right in front of you on the sideline?
Yeah, we were trying to hurry up and scramble and get it on a play before they could go to the replay, you know. And so we haven't been real good with that, right? You know, they held it and stopped it, and we scored the one touchdown. They called back, you know, to look at it. But when I looked up at the Jumbotron, you know, and it looked like his toes were there. So from the field, I was afraid it wasn't. But I'm seeing things fast, you know, and those guys were pretty confident. And I thought those two guys working our sideline were pretty good. So,
Coach, at the pep rally last night, you got real animated for everybody that was there. You said Baylor needs to go from being a nice story, and you want the team to go to a place where you're feared and, I guess, would be nationally recognized. How, you know, bowl game is a nice story right now. How do you keep progressing to get where you want to go?
Yeah, that's what I meant. That's kind of what I meant earlier when I said, hey, maybe I took the wrong approach with our team. You know, I talked about, you know, hey, we're a respected, you know, team, but are people, you know, are we putting people away when we have a chance? Or are we, you know, and I don't think that was the right way for me to go. It was fun for the, you know, it was good. I think that was the right thing to say at the pep rally. I mean, I thought the crowd was ready to go. I mean, I thought the crowd was excited. I thought the students were awesome. You know, I mean, I thought it was loud and it was, you know, I wear that double thing. I can't hear anything. But when we go to really loud places, even with the double thing, it's hard for me to hear, and it was hard for me to hear today. So I thought it was great. Yeah, I mean, that bonfire is one of the most spectacular things I've ever been to. And when you stand up where I stand and you look out and see everybody, it gets you animated, you know what I mean? It gets you excited. And so, I don't ever worry about national recognition. I'm more worried. I want teams to say, man, we have to go play Baylor at McLean Stadium. Oh, it's such a hard place to play. And that's such a tough team to play. So I talked a lot about that with our team. And I think we, somewhere along the way, just kind of went out and we're trying to do too much. And so we settled down at halftime. We went out and just played ball. Thought we looked like a much better football team in the second half. So,
is it just about going, playing ball and being loose, moving forward?
Yeah, every week's different for me. I just, you know, it's like anything else in life. Like you go down the wrong, you know, you get up, somebody give a presentation, you start, you look at everybody, they start saying, like, you can tell the presentation's not working, you flip it in the middle of it, right? Like, got to halftime. You know, I certainly thought I was doing everything right. It wasn't going right. So I say, hey, guys, it's on me. Let's change our approach. We got a veteran group. You know, you asked Jordan Williams, those guys were saying, no, coach, that's on us. That's what's fun about coaching this team. We're able to coach the entire game with these guys. So luckily it was at halftime. You know, a lot of times it happens at the end of the game where you come in and you try to pick up the pieces after game. But we were just trying to, you know, regroup at halftime. And luckily it was just a 6-3 game.
Couple more. With most of the same guys, 24 months ago, 0-6. Today, 6-0 national ranking. One of the fastest, most dramatic turnarounds in college football. How? What do you credit that to?
The players, administration, you know, Dr. Livingstone, Mac, Jeremiah, all the people that work around us, the people that work with the players. That's why I talked about, you know, Dr. D. You know, there's all these wonderful, wonderful people behind the scenes that just do all these little things to help the young people. You know, I was listening to like some coaches talk today on some of those shows, and they were talking about, hey, you should come to our school. It's the best place to come play football. You know, our place is the best place to come be developed as a person, as a man, as a football player, as everything. So I think Baylor's I think it's that. So I just think, you know, Baylor won before I got here. They won, you know, and many different coaches have won. So it's a place that deserves to win, and it's supposed to win. And so the credit's to the people that are here, and I think the credit's to our players. You know, it was fun. Like, went in the locker room at the end, and Mo Porter and guys that were on that first team were in there celebrating with us. You know, a lot of guys worked hard to get to this point. But you know what? We have a lot of guys banged up. We have to go play six more games against some really good teams. So it's a lot of work to be done.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you.